Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood, but it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 23 September 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. We're glad you're with us. We're going to bring our guests up in just a minute. I think you're in. I know you're in for a real treat tonight. We're going to talk to Rob Pugh. And for new listeners that may not know who he is, don't go away. We're going to tell you all about it and what he does and important work he's actually involved in for many years now. Before I do that, don't forget this Saturday, Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study. We're going to get involved in a lot of different things. As always, we get started at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time with prayer requests and praise reports. We want you to join us, and I do sincerely mean that. And then at 11:30, we get into Christian Worldview News, which is prophecy happening as we speak. Folks, don't think that all prophecy has been fulfilled or it's all future. We're living prophecy right now. Keep that in mind, please. And also, don't forget that we're offering a special this month on a seminar, A Broken Era, and a book about the rapture and the fallacy of the rapture, both of them for $15 delivered to your door. And, of course, the water specials from James is going to go through tomorrow night. Great water special. Best deal ever seen on the water filters. I hope you'll call tomorrow and get the prices. I understand what we're trying to do here. Matter of fact, if you order the 8-pack or the 10-pack, you get two water filters free at a greatly discounted price. So you feel free to call the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And you can watch your Bible study, like I said, Saturday by going to PastorButch.com and watching it on Rumble. Just click on the big Rumble sign. We're calling the number 339-209-5013. Please, if you can, come and join us. We want you to come and join us. And I sincerely mean that. We do our best to bring truth out to the people and try to make a difference in people's lives and knowledge of the truth. And this week, we're going to have a guest join us that you don't want to miss discussing, I guess you say, the ignorance of the church. And not believing that we are still under demonic activity, oppression, and possession. You don't want to miss that, my friends. Dr. Ken Copley will join us to share his knowledge, information on this. So please join us there. Now, our guest tonight is a gentleman that I've known now for quite a while, Robert Pugh. He works with, he does the Wisconsin Christian newspaper and TV show. I've had the honor of joining him on his broadcast more than once. And I'm going to have Rob come and join us and share with us a little bit about what he does, why he does it, and a little bit of a bio about who Rob Pugh is. Rob, welcome to the program. And by the way, folks, I got to meet Rob in person this past June up at Coach Dave's Father's Day weekend retreat, so to speak. What a humble, kind gentleman this guy is. And he's got a lovely wife who stands with him. And that by itself is a big chore when it comes to folks like Rob, who will stick their neck out and take a stand for the truth. Rob, welcome.
Thank you, Pastor. Yeah, it is a chore for her.
So, it is. I know it is.
But put up with people like us, huh?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And tolerate what we go through because of our stand. They stand with us, and that is a big calling. But tell the folks a little about yourself, if you don't mind.
Well, yeah, we are, the newspaper is called Wisconsin Christian News, but for about the last 10 years or so, we've been distributing nationally. We have bulk distribution in, 17 other states, and we have subscribers in all 50 states and Puerto Rico, so it's not just for Wisconsin. In fact, you probably will find very little information about Wisconsin in our newspaper. We don't have a very good communication with the churches, so you're not going to find it. We're not going to be your typical Christian newspaper. After doing this for over 26 years, we have a total of 4 churches in the entire state of Wisconsin that will even allow the newspaper in. So,
by the way, before you get further, share it to folks how I hate to even call them pastors, but would lie to you and tell you that they enjoy the paper. You send them to them and throw them in the trash can. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, that's been something that we discovered years ago. Kind of an interesting story. We have volunteers who help us distribute and get the newspaper out to news racks all over the state. And one of our volunteers was a little old lady. She was in her late 80s, and she was in a wheelchair. But she would distribute 1,000 copies a month, and you know, faithfully, she would never miss a month, rain or snow or blizzard or whatever it was. She would be there to meet me and pick up the newspapers and get them distributed. And one of the places she stopped at was a church, and the pastor would give her this big, toothy, smiley grin and say, "Thank you so much for bringing this in. We just love you doing this, and you know, thank you so much." And that had gone on for over a year. And then one day, the church secretary called me personally and said, I just have to tell you, my conscience is just bothering me so bad. I just have to tell you, you know, the pastor smiles at her when she comes and drops these off, but I'm instructed to take them straight to the dumpster as soon as she leaves. So please don't waste them, because the church secretary actually liked our newspaper. But pastor would not let him in, and he was lying to the lady's face every minute, every single time,
that is the epitome of a coward. That's cowardice. Yeah. That truly is. That's hypocritical.
It absolutely is. Yeah. So, but that's happened more than once. I've encountered it myself where pastors are so smiley and happy to meet me, and as soon as I go, the paper goes straight in the trash. So, they're. God told me after about our 6 month of being in publication, He said, "You know, I need a church like I need a hole in the head."
Yeah, really.
Don't take the paper to the churches. Take it to the people. So we take them to news racks in public places, grocery stores, truck stops, family-owned restaurants, wherever a lot of people will gather or pass through. And so we are a ministry on the streets outside the four walls of a church. And honestly, the pastors hate us. And even the 4 churches that in Wisconsin that do allow us in, they'll maybe go through 1 or 2 copies a month. And meanwhile, I can put 1,200 copies at a grocery store, and they all go. So,
you know, it's hard for me to understand why Christians are so afraid, even to disagree. Don't the people have a right to see what's going on from other people's opinions and viewpoints? What is it? Why is the church so afraid of the truth?
They don't know, and they don't want to know. They want to stay blissfully ignorant on everything. So,
oh, I agree. I totally agree, but that is, to me, that is such cowardice. How in the name of all that's holy can a church, a pastor, call himself a man of God and yet lie to you straight to your face, an old lady in a wheelchair, and be afraid to share the truth with his flock? What's wrong with those people?
Yeah, well,
that makes me angry.
They fear the approval of man more than they fear God. That's what it comes down to. So they want to be well-liked and popular among the people. And I challenge you to find anybody that was a hero of the faith in Scripture that was well-liked and popular by the people.
So, well, Christ himself said, if all men speak well of you, you're more or less cursed yourself. If everybody likes you, you're compromising. Obviously, that's true.
Right, right. And that's what our pastors want today. That's... You know, go along to get along. Don't upset anyone. They will never speak on the controversial topics. Well, that's why our country is in the situation it's in, and the world.
I agree. And that's why Joe Osteen never preached on Matthew 24.
Well, none of them will.
No, I mean, if you do that, you might lose your airplanes and your four homes. You know, I've been on radio almost 33 years, Rob, and I admire your guts and what you went through, what you give up to do this. You give up a well-paying job. You give up a future economically that in a sense you did, to take a stand for the truth. Now, that's what it cost you for sure. Now, you go ahead.
Well, it is what it is. Someone asked me the other day what my retirement plans are, and my retirement plan is the cemetery. I've got a life insurance policy, so my wife will be taken care of, but I don't have any plans to retire. I can't retire. So this is what I'm here for.
I understand that. But I do know you've heard this, our retirement's out of this world. And that's true.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It truly is, but I really respect you for that.
What we do is we publish a newspaper, distribute it nationally, and we take it outside the four walls of a church. We also do a weekly TV program and a twice weekly radio commentary. And just trying to get the information out there to the people that they're not ever going to hear in their church. I don't care what church you go to.
No. Yeah, people call me all the time. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's fewer than 1% of the churches that would ever speak what we speak.
That's very true. I get calls quite often from all the country. Where can I go to a local church? I wish I could tell them. I really wish I could tell them. But I have to tell them the truth.
I do.
I suggest to them stay home. Get our Bible studies and watch it at home. That's the only thing I can suggest to them.
I get the same thing. I get the same, very same thing.
So you've been doing this how long now?
April of 2000 was our first issue. And so we're in our 26th year. So.
And what were you doing before that? I know you're not getting rich off of this. What were you doing for you?
Yeah, I owned a photography studio that was very productive and very had a very good, well-paying income. And God told me that I needed to start a Christian newspaper for Wisconsin. And I thought, great idea, but you've got the wrong guy. So I fought him on that for a couple of years. And kind of interesting, you know, we were doing very well. had no reason to be unhappy with my work, but every day that I went into work, I dreaded going into work more than the day before. And finally, I gave in and said, okay, God, if you want this to happen, then you're going to have to help me sell this photography studio. And I thought I was off the hook. Who's going to buy a photography studio in a small town? Very specialized occupation, first of all. And I think it was 2 weeks, and it was sold for the price I was asking. And I stayed on till the end of the year training the new owner. And December 31st, 1999, I was unemployed for the first time in my life, and went on to, took me 4 months to get the first issue out, but we did it. And
you know,
plunged my family into poverty overnight.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Well, how have you fed your family? How did you manage to do that?
God did that. On paper, there's no way we should still be here. There's no way we should have ever had a second issue, because it was financially impossible. In that 4 months, I had basically used up all of the finances I received from selling my photography studio to start the newspaper and get all the equipment I needed and everything in place for it and get the first printing bill paid. And we were broke. And many nights we sat at our table and ate hot dogs and noodles as our last meal, because I really, truly did not know where the next meal was coming from.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
And,
bless your heart.
Yeah.
Wow.
But somehow God sustained us, and now we're not only distributing. I was originally just going to distribute in my own local central Wisconsin area. Well, it ended up going the whole state, and then it started bleeding over into other states, and then now we're in all 50 states and Puerto Rico. So
that what a testimony! Then, you know, I that humbles me. I mean, I was called. I ran for a long time myself, brother. I did. I didn't want to do radio. Then I went on one local 50,000 watt station in 1993, March 93. And I thought, well, I'll last a few months, then I'll go off of that. Well, that's been 33 years ago, almost, in March.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work out that way. And yes, it cost. Thank God I've been able to pay the bills or whatever because of donations or different things. But it cost time and money from a job to do what I had to do. I'm not complaining. God knows that. But I'm like, I understand. Yeah. It made funds tight financially for my family and myself. But we never starved. We didn't always have steak. And the boys didn't wear Nike tennis shoes. But we never went hungry and always had a place to sleep. So God's been good to me on that. And I admire your stand, though. I really do, Rob. And I met you in Ohio. I was honored to meet you and get to talk to you. And you're such a humble gentleman. And your wife is so sweet and really really dedicated to helping you. And that in itself is a remarkable thing nowadays.
Yeah. I'm very blessed, and God blessed us all those years. And you know, our kids are all growing, and we have grandchildren now. And you know, they never realized just how poor we were. They were never aware of that. We always had enough to eat. Everything
yes.
was taken care of.
Yes.
But when I look at how, I couldn't tell you how. You know, on paper, it certainly did not look feasible at all. But somehow we managed.
And you know, that increased your faith, doesn't it, to see that happen. Back when I was going through a lot of these things, I had an accident and got hurt and laid up for a year and a half or so. And this is a true story. My wife will verify this. I wasn't in kind of shape to keep up with it. But we had bills come due, and people would donate to us right down to the penny to pay the bill. What
mm-hmm.
what are the,
mm-hmm.
I mean, what are that's not coincidence. Not at all.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
I mean,
you know, when In the very early years, when we were really struggling, I recognize now that I passed a few tests. God put me through some testing time for about 2 years. And, you know, with the newspaper, you kind of rely on advertising to pay the bills and to maybe get some sort of a salary or income. And I got a call from a self-proclaimed prophetess, and boy, was she weird. You had to, so I went to see her. She wanted to take out a full page, full color ad for a year and pay it in full in advance. And I thought, well, this is the answer to all my problems. Well, I get there and she says, her assistant or whatever told me, you need to take your shoes off and you have to wear these special little booties. You can't approach her without, you know, with shoes on. Oh, okay. And she turned out to be such a strange individual. She wanted me to print on her full page that she was paying for, thus saith the Lord. You know, these were direct, she believed these were direct messages from God to her. And I looked at it and I said, there's just absolutely no way that I can, you know, if I'm going to do this, I would be the biggest heretic in the world. I'm sorry, I can't take this. Can't accept your ad. Well, I've got the check right here. And she dangled it in front of me. No, I'm sorry, can't do it. Well, that was in the morning. In the afternoon, I had another appointment. And I was expecting them to take out the tinies for the lad in the paper and maybe give me $50. He ended up giving me $10,000.
Oh, wow.
And it was a solid Bible-based pastor that wanted to support the ministry. So,
wow. You know, when you look back at those things.
Little things like that, he put me through some tests, and I passed them.
But you know, that builds your faith, doesn't it? I mean, it builds your faith. We're all people. There are times that when my faith will waver, but I look back on the things he's done for me. He still does for me. And the fear of losing stuff kind of loses its pull. You know, you realize that if God's who he says he is, and we know he is, he'll provide for us till our time is up. And if our time is up, to make a difference what happens, we're leaving this world, so why sweat it, right?
Yeah, well, the thing is, for me, I was raising three little kids, and I wasn't worried about losing the stuff. I was worried about providing for my family.
Absolutely, absolutely. I had three boys at home. I understand that. I do.
That's when you begin to question yourself, what have I done, you know? And so.
Well, you can't help that. Again, that's being human. That's just being in the flesh. You know, our concerns are real as a dad. We're a provider, supposed to be. And our concerns were real. I wasn't necessarily questioning God. I was questioning my move. Did I make a mistake?
Exactly, yeah.
So that's what went through my mind.
Yeah, that is the life of ministry. And people ask me, well, who's going to take over the newspaper when you retire? So there's nobody that's going to take this job.
No, I can ask them.
And if they did, the first thing they would do is do away with the print edition and just go online only. And then you basically have lost, you know, the reason we have the effect that we do is that people find us. If we were online only, people would have to go to the internet specifically and search us out and find our Christian material on the internet.
Yes.
But they find us. They might be walking through a grocery store with purple hair and pierced all over and see something that triggers them on our front page, and they'll pick it up to curse us out. But we've had countless testimonies of people like that who only picked the newspaper up thinking they were going to, refute everything in it. And they've come to me later and said, boy, my eyes were really opened by what I found in there. You
are
crazy.
I know that's true. You know. That's very true.
And so,
did we lose him?
What better ministry is there?
Did we lose him, Todd?
You can hand out a...
I don't hear anything.
...trash or a Bible or a book to somebody, and it's going to go straight in the trash. But to have them pick it up on their own because they see something on the cover that intrigues them or makes them want to grab a copy, and they pick it up on their own, and then they see the truth, which they're going to never set foot in the door of a church.
Right.
And that's probably a good thing. But
that's
they're getting the truth at the truck stop, or they're getting it at a grocery store, they're getting it at a restaurant somewhere.
Or online, even. I know you put that online also. So absolutely.
Yeah, we're online too. But unless you're specifically looking for something that we're publishing, you're not going to find us.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So you've been doing this now since you said 24 years now? 26 years.
26, yeah. 26.
So you managed to keep it together and keep going with that, and it's growing. Praise God for that. But you and I both been doing it. I've been on the radio almost 33 years, like I said, and I've watched this country. It was bad when it started in 1993. It's got, and I mean this in a biblical way, a hell of a lot worse since I've been on the radio.
Yes, it has. Yeah.
And it's just when it's totally insane.
There was a time in the 90s when Bill Clinton was in office, and my wife and I thought, well, things can't possibly get any worse than this. We should really think about moving to Canada, because I have family in Canada. And no, that was not to be. And
Canada's God worse.
Certainly,
Canada's worse.
God help me dodge a bullet on that one, because look at Canada.
Yeah,
now.
Really. Absolutely. I mean, so, you really, that's true. But we looked at, though, and I think, Lord, I mean, Are we making a difference? And I know it's just my flesh asking. I know we made some difference, or you wouldn't be here, or you wouldn't have us doing this. You know, I've never taken a paycheck out of this, and you never try to get rich what you're doing. So we're doing it because it's a calling. This isn't because we enjoy the notoriety or the fame. We're not at all famous. Very few people actually know who we are, and most people don't care. So it's not all about that, or about money or anything else. It's just because this is in our heart to do this. This is placed on us, Rob, and I admire your tenacity. And getting to meet you in Ohio, getting to talk to you in person, you really are just a humble, down-to-earth individual. And as I said, your wife's a pretty lady inside and out, and we're both blessed to have that kind of lady with us. And I just appreciate more every day watching what you're doing and how you keep hanging in there. After every battle, you tried to get me up to Wisconsin this past spring, and everything in the world kept me from going for some reason. I know it was God's will ultimately, but I wasn't there. I mean, it had to be. But you're such a persistent gentleman. Folks, pick up the break. Take a phone call next half hour. If you want to talk to Rob Pugh and thank him for what he's doing, give us a call, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or a call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Heard. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Heard Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Heard Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game. Because you're sword and shield on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. You're talking to Rob Pugh of the Wisconsin Christian News. I hope you'll call and ask questions and make comments, because this man is an example of what a man dedicating his life to Christ ought to be. I'm not picking anybody else by any means and what they do with what they're doing, but this man started with nothing, and been doing it now for 26 years by faith in Christ. And as he told you, he sometimes had a hot dog and a noodle for supper, but then went to bed hungry, always had a place to sleep. And I can testify the same thing. We may eat a lot of brown beans and cornbread. We always have food on the table. My boys never got cold at night. We had blankets on the bed. So I've been blessed. Managed to put them through Christian school by picking moss after my job to pay for the tuition. We sold it at $5 a feed sack full. That's what we did. That's just the way it was. I wasn't complaining, not bragging either. That was my job as a daddy, as a husband. So if you have any questions, comments, please feel free to share with us. Call us 717-300-1698. Before we get, though, everybody that knows the ministry for long at all knows who Shannon is. She worked for us here quite a while in the ministry, helping out around here in the home and office. And she's been having some health issues in her family, so she had to slow down, hasn't been here now for a month, month and a half, because she's slowing down, taking care of her family. And she just got her husband back from the ER in Summersville Hospital. They think he may have had a seizure. So his name is Johnny. So please, if you would, keep Johnny in your prayers, your prayer warriors. I mean, he's 65, 66 years old. He's not ancient, but he's having some health problems that could be very serious, and we know that seizures can be very serious. So please keep Shannon and Johnny in your prayers. Shannon for strength and Johnny for healing, perhaps. And ask that if you do it for us, please. Johnny and Shannon. So the phone line is open, like I said, at 717-300-1698. And we were talking to the folks. We can talk about a lot of different issues. We can discuss what's happening with the Kirk incident. We have to do with Jimmy Kimball. What a jerk. But anyway, and I'll be calling, listen, he has every right to say what he wants to say. I'm not against that at all. He has every right to put what he wants to in the monologue. I'm sure, as long as he's not promoting killing somebody, whatever he has, it's like you have a right to say what you want. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. But that's a different point altogether. We'll discuss that another time. But freedom of speech still should be allowed in this country. But we're going to discuss something now that Rob was telling me during the break. They went through as a child. He grew up in a very Christian conservative church. I'm going to tell you now what that church has turned into. By the way, Rob, what denomination was that church? Or is that church?
It was Independent Fundamentalist.
Baptist, I assume.
Well, sort of like Baptist, but it was the actual denomination was Independent Fundamentalist.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
It's about as hardcore fundamentalist as you can get. So,
all right.
I don't know if they are still that, but I would doubt that they would let them still be that. But it was horrifying to see what happened. We had a pastor there for 23 years, and the board forced him out, and they brought in this new guy who we stayed for exactly one Sunday after that because everything changed overnight. There was no way that we could possibly, in good conscience, stay there. Within the first month, they had taken the cross down from behind the pulpit. There was a two-story stained glass, beautiful stained glass window. Took that down and sold it on eBay. They put up basketball hoops in the sanctuary. Got rid of the pews, replaced them with chairs.
They're playing basketball in the sanctuary, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right, go ahead.
So, of course, along with all that came the rock band and the lady who had played organ for years and years and years was no longer needed. So, took place in the period of about a month.
A month. So, I changed that much in a month. And that, obviously, that's what the board wanted. Had the church grown in numbers since then?
I haven't kept an eye on it. We left and went elsewhere and we tried our best to try to save things and people weren't willing to listen. So
that is unbelievably sad. But I always ask about the numbers. I wouldn't doubt that it probably did because that draws worldly people into the church, so-called church. It's not really a church any longer. It's a fun house. It's a social gathering to get people in to entertain them.
Yes, and I've looked at their website since then, and like I said, the pictures of the pastor in Easter Bunny costumes, Santa Claus costumes, and It was absolutely repulsive. It made me sick. It was the church I was born and raised and grew up in, and raised my kids for most of the time in that particular church. Unfortunately, that's not the only one that ended up that way. They all did. And you mentioned that people ask you what church do you suggest we go to? Well, there isn't one.
I agree.
To be honest, there's in that town, there just isn't. We don't live in that town anymore, but there just isn't one. So
that is absolutely a sad thing to see. That truly is. I'm sure they open up to all manner of deviance also.
Sexual. Oh, yes. I'm sure they have.
So. No doubt. But so now...
And that's why the churches hate us so much is because we stand up and tell the truth about this trans stuff and this LGBTQP+ stuff. And and all the rest of it, and that's why the pastors hate us, because you don't dare talk against any of that. You know, there might be somebody in our congregation that, you know, is like that. So,
or got somebody in the family who is, don't want to offend them. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. That's true. That's sad, but true. So with all that you're doing now, you cover a lot, and your newspaper is tremendous. It's the best newspaper I've ever read from a Christian viewpoint. Totally best ever read. And you have writers in there that cover all different issues. You cover regular news plus pastors write their opinions and their articles in there. Also, you share mine in there, and I appreciate that. But you are covering a wide variety of all different manner of topics that should concern us all. Your audience has to be growing. Your readership has to be growing. It has to be, because there's got to be something in there that they want to read. There's enough in there to cover all issues.
Well, folks, it is.
Go ahead.
It is, and it isn't necessarily among Christians, but just the average person on the street will see something that'll catch their attention, and they're interested in it. And, you know, for instance, artificial intelligence, we did a feature on that. And that grabs people's attention. And then they not only get that information, but they get it from a Christian standpoint. And then they get more Christian material throughout the paper. So you asked, do we make a difference? Well, sometimes I wonder, but I do keep boxes of testimonials from people that we receive.
Yes.
And whenever I get depressed, I pull out those boxes and look at some of the cards and letters and emails that I've received from people that have been saved or came to know the Lord for the first time or returned after many years away. And they've written me this beautiful thank you because they found our newspaper somewhere. And so, yes, we are making a difference, but it's a remnant. We're not going to see a huge, huge national revival, unfortunately.
But we
are going to see a revival of the remnant.
And we are. We are seeing that. And you just confessed something that if we're really normal people, we can get discouraged. I get discouraged sometimes too, and frustrated. Not with the Lord, but I just wonder, am I doing enough? Am I doing it the right way? I pray about that a lot. I doing something's important, but if it's not doing what God wants you to do, you're not going to be very effective at it. So we got to ask Him, what does He want to do? How does He want to do it? And that's always on my mind. Did I do enough today? Did I do the right things today? That's just part of being concerned to follow Him, is it not?
Yeah, exactly.
So I know you face the same emotions, the same thoughts. I'm sure your wife does too. She's with you every day. You're trying to figure things out and do things right. So that's on your mind also. But with all the insanity that's happening in our country, I mean, we just had Trump at the UN tell the nations are all going to hell. Well, that's probably true, but so are we. How dare he hold us up? America is not an example to the world any longer. America is laughed at, mocked, and scorned, and rightfully so. We are a bunch of hypocrites. And that's all I'm saying.
We used to export good, and unfortunately now we export evil.
We do. That's prophesied.
We used to be a nation of industry and innovation, and now we make chicken wings. So.
And call it manufacturing.
I'm telling you, that's what it is. To find a factory around here somewhere. There are none, but there's 100 different places you can go and get your chicken wings.
Absolutely.
And, so
I agree.
It's all food service. You know, we are in no position to tell any other country anything from a moral standpoint.
Or economically, as far as it goes, no way at all. You know, we're just not. And I mean, we got such a desperate situation now that we call pushing hamburgers at McDonald's manufacturing. That's how desperate we are to find some way to say we're doing something constructive. That's America today. So to call everybody else, tell us they're going to hell. That's a pot calling the kettle black, to say the least. It truly, truly is.
Yeah.
So. And then, of course, the world.
Well, unfortunately,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say I was too busy today to even watch the speech. I'm not sure what he even said, but I heard about it, and that's about it. So,
well, I saw him say that, and I listened to it, and I thought, I understand to a point what he's saying, because all of them are falling apart. If we weren't, then I could say we need you. That's the right thing to say. We're trying to warn them. But we're falling apart, if not as fast, maybe even faster than most of them, because we've lost our bearings totally, Rob. We don't know what right and wrong is any longer as a nation. We have no idea.
Yeah.
And people don't want to know, because if you try to tell them, they become angry because you're going to hurt their feelings if you're not careful. You know, and I always say this, did they crucify Christ because he did not hurt their feelings or because he did? I mean, to me, that's a question.
We are a totally different generation than the one my parents grew up in.
I totally agree with that. I mean, and it's just a sad situation.
So, and
go ahead.
Sad to say, but I'm thankful that they're not around to see this. What happened?
Yeah, I thought that many times about my dad also, and he passed away in 16, and it's bothered me a lot. I miss both my parents a whole lot, but I think I know he's much more content where he is now. If he could have lived the scene, what this country's turned into, it would have broke his heart. He was a wounded World War II veteran and a prisoner of war, actually. And before he passed away, he realized that we were conned into World War II, just like we were conned into Vietnam, conned into Korea, and conned into World War I. He finally saw that. And it bothered him because he lost friends in World War II like I lost friends in Nam.
The same situation happened with my dad. I lost my dad in 2007 in July, and 4 months later, my mom. We didn't find out until after he passed away that he never finished high school.
Dad didn't either.
He dropped out of high school and joined the Navy to go fight the Japanese in World War II.
Yeah.
And when we liberated the Philippines, he was there doing that. And I have to look at 17-year-old kids now and what they're doing. It ain't the same.
Well, the kids today can't get off cell phone long enough to fight anybody. It's just the way it is. But dad quit school in the eighth grade to go to work. And that's what he did. And, that's not bragging or anything else. It's just the way it is. That's what he did. Yeah. And he did what he thought was right. And he managed to make a decent living for my family and my brother and my mom and I. He worked hard, worked in coal mines for 40 some years. So he worked hard, but he got us through with what he had to do. He worked hard at it. So I was honored to have a dad like him, like you were your dad. But now we have children that are being raised by children, although they're 35, 40 years old. They never grew up, never had responsibility, don't want responsibility. And they just, all they want to do is pleasure themselves with whatever they want to do, drugs, drinking, whatever it may be. They have not even took time to rear their children and teach them right from wrong any longer. We're watching a nation crumble. My generation, your generation, is probably the last one that was brought up in a somewhat God-fearing society.
One of the things that I don't watch a lot of the local news, but I do follow the obituaries. And unfortunately, the obituaries outnumber the birth notices by about 20-1.
Oh, yes.
And our generation is passing away, and there are not new people coming to replace us other than
the
illegals.
That's very true.
So, young people, when I owned the photography studio, a lot of our work was wedding photography. You couldn't drive down the street without seeing three or four weddings on a Saturday going on. Now, weddings are almost non-existent. people aren't getting married anymore. They're living together. Or if they do get married, they'd prefer to have a dog or a cat or two dogs and consider them their children rather than raise children.
That's very true. So, that's sad but true. We're not even replacing ourselves. Let's take a call from Arizona. Let's talk to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. And what was your guest name, first name? I'm sorry.
Rob. Yes.
Rob, I'm certainly glad I heard your testimony here today on Butch's show. I've been with ministry with Butch for many, many years. And everything that you people talk about, a lot of that I have experienced. But here yeah. I try to get out on the street and show people what abortion truly is. And I show them pictures of aborted babies. And I show them pictures of natural affection, you know, of mothers nursing their babies and loving their babies, you know. And I also put put out Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way. There's one way to heaven, and that's through his sacrifice for you, each
Amen.
And every one of us.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, I have been to these places. And I say, well, would you like to help? Well, you know, Gary, we're pro-life, but, you know, really right now, you know, we're putting new carpeting in our church or something, and we can't do. But we'll get back to you.
Oh, that's, yeah. That's been one of the.
Yeah.
That's been, you know, I've done a ton of street preaching and witnessing at abortion centers in multiple states, and we've had churches call the police on us that are churches that have been next door to abortion centers. We've had churches pastors call the police on us. So, it's very sad.
Yeah, that's really hard. Go ahead.
We do work closely with an organization called Missionaries to the Preborn, and you can find them at missionariestothepreborn.com, and they have a lot of good resources that you can use for witnessing on the street and helping moms to save their babies and choose life. So.
I've been with Missionaries to the Preborn for about 11, 12 years.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I am with them. There's several other ones that I'm with, too. Jeff White and Survivors. And there's many out there that are doing the work of God, you know, standing up for his image and his likeness. You know,
Missionaries to the Preborn, I believe, was one of the first, and they're actually based in Wisconsin. So,
I know that. So, you know, I talk with them all the time. And there's about seven or eight of them that I'm with. But anyway, I went to all these churches here, trying to get somebody to come out in the street and help us. You know, and I'm going to tell you, it was like pulling teeth. We would like to do that, you know, but you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and we want to do this or this, that. And it's always something else, always, you know.
Yeah.
And God made it very clear. He said, you know, send the little children unto me, you know. And you ask these people that say that, don't you believe that people have a right to choose? Well, define what you're choosing. They'll never do that. They'll never, ever do that.
No, they can't.
Yeah, they won't do that. But anyway, so, I've been here for about 12 years, and I'm not the most wonderful person in the world. I understand that, you know. But I understand another thing, too. You know, I've had people try to run me over. You know, I have people throw stuff at me. You know that. You've been there with them. You know, and they just cuss and curse and carry on and call the police. I had the police called on me two or three times. Finally, the police quit coming to see me. You know, there for a while, they was coming, you know, every couple of weeks. You know, and then they would just come over and say, well, you know, this person said this. And, you know, I don't care what that person said. I got a right to the sidewalk just like they do. Hey, I don't want to stay on here too long. Let somebody else get on.
Well,
but
sorry.
God bless you both.
Gary,
Thank you, Gary.
Gary, the thing that I got to tell you is that when it may be 1 in 100, it may be 1 in 500, but there's that one that you are able to save, and you see it. God lets you see that, and I've had that happen several times. God lets you see it, and they walk away from the Planned Parenthood, or they walk away from the Killing Center, and they keep their baby, and it makes it all worth it.
Amen.
Hey, I want to say one more thing, because now that you brought that up. You know, when I set up on the street, a lot of times I'll have people come up there, and they'll stand in front of those signs, and they'll say, I have absolutely had no idea that this was really going on. You know, and so I explained that to them. And then I've had homosexuals come up to me, you know, because I'm out in the street. And, you know, when I first started this, I got to take and counsel them, you know, how to do that. And I'm not equipped for all of that, but I am equipped to teach them the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so that is the first and the last. And I will continue to do that, although I'm getting kind of old right now and kind of decrepit. But by the grace of God, you know, I will take this to the end.
Amen.
Bless you both. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks for the call. We're running out of time. Rob, tell folks how they can contact you, get a copy of the paper. Tell them how they can learn more about you.
Well, I tell you what, if you send me an email, I will be happy to send you a free sample copy of the newspaper. It's just Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com, and that's all spelled out, WisconsinChristianNews.com. Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Send me an email, let me know you heard the show tonight, and just request a sample copy. I'm happy to send one out. Our website is WisconsinChristianNews.com, and if you're interested in watching the TV program, you can see that at WCNTV.net. Or you can find WCNTV on Rumble.com.
Okay, and folks, if you don't have a computer and want a copy of the magazine, you give us your address and say, I want a copy of Rob's paper. Just call the number, toll-free number, 800-777-4403, and just say, I want a copy of Rob's paper. We'll send an address to Rob, and you'll get a copy of the paper. Rob,
yep.
We're done with last 35 seconds. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, I guess I just want to thank you for letting me have the opportunity to be on here with you again. I appreciate you and your wife, Marcia. And we were so looking forward to seeing you there in Ohio this summer, and God made it happen. So thank you.
Yes, you did. God bless you, my friend. We'll be in touch. You keep in touch, too. If I can help you in any way, you let me know, okay?
Sounds good. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Folks, see you tomorrow night. We're going to talk to Alan Hahn. We'll discuss a shortage in America. We're going to discuss a shortage of men. And I don't mean mistakes with zippers. I mean men. See you tomorrow night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.